Meeting of the Massa Plains Board of Education underway. Please take a roll.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Here.
Mr. Swanger?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Paul's present.
Mr. Dale, will you lead us the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Dale.
You're welcome.
And Tim, that is a true blue Browns fan right there, probably the only other one besides me in the room.
That's true.
Does anybody have anything for the board work session?
Yes, Mr. President, I have several things. First of all, last week I went to a presentation by the Ohio Department of Education for the Ohio Principal Evaluation System, which is now in effect for this year, along with the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System. And as most of you know, we did fill out our Ohio Superintendent Evaluation Form this year, since this is the first year for it, and I thought I would reiterate some things that I picked up from that. This seems to be a pretty good system. Obviously, the object of the game here is to make this a nationwide evaluation system for everybody in every school district in the country. And I wasn't sure whether or not it would work or if it'll work, and my guess is neither do the people that have drawn it up, but there's a tremendous amount of work has gone into this. The Ohio Department of Education is training people and certifying them. My understanding is if you want to be able to evaluate staff, you have to be certified. And that's what this training was that I went to, because I wanted to see what all was involved in this. This is, now, essentially what I found out is the purpose for this thing is to make sure that everybody knows or has identified what their role is in the educational system. This thing is set up on a timeline. It has been it's part of the Ohio Revised Code, but the principal evaluation system is pretty much a mirror image of what is on the teacher evaluation system. They're all divided into five different areas. First area being that everybody is online for continuous improvement, so that there is a shared vision with everybody, whether it's board, administration, teachers, staff, parents, community, and so forth, are on the same page as far as what our vision is and what we intend to do for the education of our students. Next part of it is to evaluate student achievement or the instruction that's going on in the school district. Third is an evaluation of, I call these inside resources, because they're essentially, it's an evaluation of our policies, of our culture, how we use our budget, what the behavior is in our schools and of our students. Fourth area is our collaboration, how we are working together between staff, teachers, and parents in order to make sure that student achievement is taking place. And finally, part number five is resources, and this is beyond the school itself, because we're looking at community resources, whether it be businesses or whatever, and community involvement and collaboration with people who have children in school or people who do not have children in school, and how well we're using all of those resources in order to educate our children. Now that's half of the evaluation system for everybody in the school district. The other half of that evaluation is student achievement. And since this is the first year, we've got several ways that we can do measure student achievement. One is pretty much by, it's an in-house evaluation. How many AP courses do you have? How many kids are going to college? Are we offering college courses? Do we use Battelle for kids and so on? That's one method that can be used, or in combination with some others. The second one is to use test scores or those things that we can buy from other providers like the OAA or the OAT, ACT scores, SAT scores, and so on. And third is they're called student learning objectives, and these again are pretty much in-house, but we're looking at our culture and what kids are doing. Anyway, those two things are put together, and this is going to be an interesting year because none of this has ever been done before. It's all brand new. How it's going to work out, I don't know. I guess my question, mostly to principals, would be, I'm not quite sure how you're going to get your job done because you have to evaluate everybody in your building this year. And that has got to be a tremendous undertaking, especially if there's pretty high numbers in that building. Normally we evaluate those people who are up for contract or whatever, and of course the other ones we evaluate are those that we have some questions about. And let me just say this before I go any farther, this evaluation system has absolutely nothing to do with merit pay, has absolutely nothing to do with hire and fire. The entire purpose of this evaluation system is to develop people and provide the professional development that they need in order to do a better job of serving our kids. As I say, this is the first year. Hopefully by the end of this year we'll have some benchmarks established. I'm sure we'll find a lot of things that need to be revised in this evaluation system, because I'm sure there's going to be some problems with trying to get it done. This is still in a development stage, but it has been implemented, and ODE's not going to back off, and neither of the other, I think, 49 states that are involved with this. All of this being said, I guess what I'm looking for here is probably a special board meeting. Our job as board members is to establish the goals for student achievement. And we have a set of goals. It is in as part of our mission, and the goals that we have, ours do need to be revised, rewritten in order to fit the format of this new evaluation system. And I guess the other thing that I'm looking at, our job or our principal's job is, number one, to establish goals, to hire a superintendent and treasurer to meet those goals or make sure that those are being done. And third, it's our job to evaluate the superintendent and treasurer in meeting those goals. As of 2011-2012, I have never seen an evaluation by all board members of this group as far as what we presented to our two workhorses over here, and I would kind of like to see that, but the board has never sat down as a group, discussed that, and I have never seen the results of that. My understanding is Mr. Hall and Mr. Detweiler have received those, but I think as a board, it's our responsibility to get together and go over that. The other thing is, it's now October. This is the 2012-2013 school year. And unless I missed a meeting somewhere, we have not established our goals for this year. And I'm assuming that Mr. Hall and Mr. Detweiler have, because my guess is ODE wanted to see those. But anyway, I'm calling for a special meeting sometime in the very near future to go over these things so that we are in line and setting an example here for the rest of the people in this school district as far as valuation is concerned. That takes care of item number one. Item number two, Toll's Career and Technical Center. We are changing. This just came out actually several weeks ago, but I'll send these around. These are our new program for the general masses. This is leisure learning and career enhancement classes that are being offered at Toll's this year. Welcome to take a look at that. Had we gotten them out here, or had I gotten them here a little sooner, I would have been able to participate. We have also gone to, not only have we hired a full-time person to take care of public relations, but we have gone into the advertising business. We have, I'm not sure exactly how many of these were put on, but we have, or are trying to reach an audience of 33,000 people who could possibly use additional education or training in order to improve their job skills or to get a better job. There are 30-second commercials. Most of them are on. I kind of joked about this. Most of them are on it at between midnight and like 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think the idea was, is if these people aren't working, they're probably watching Judge Joe Brown and the Family Guy and all of the stuff that's on very, very late at night, because they don't have to go to work in the morning. So we're hoping to hit a few of those and to add some people to our adult program, which incidentally is growing. I think I've already mentioned that in Central Ohio, we rank 7th among all of the career and technical schools or programs in Central Ohio. We're hoping to improve on that and provide more and more things for people in this area and hopefully raise our or actually lower our unemployment rate. As far as students, we've been with the new superintendent now for a year, and things haven't drastically changed as far as numbers are concerned. We are up probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 or 40 kids over last year, which is still an increase, but word isn't out there yet. Even though we've been working towards this for the entire year, it still takes time to do that. Madison Plains, we have a grand total, of course, of, well, this was the September 12th count, 40 students at Toll's. Now, that number may be up or down at this point, but I know it's very, very close. My concern with this is that we know from the numbers nationwide that out of every 10 jobs, 3 of them require a college degree. We do pretty well in that area. Granted, we do, I believe, send around 65% of our students go on to college. We also know from the surveys that have done that about 30% of those actually graduate and get a degree. 30% is the approximate number that the state of Ohio and the nation and so on say that we need as far as people going on getting a college degree and going into some type of professional career. So we're doing pretty well there. We're at least we're with the numbers and we're in the numbers. We're not higher, we're not lower. Where we seem to be falling short is we also know that 50% of our people, 5 out of every 10 students, are gonna have to get some training, professional, technical, whatever you want to call it, post-secondary education beyond high school. Because today, a high school diploma is worth about as much as this piece of paper. We're doing a wonderful job of getting our kids through high school. Graduation rates, we're in the, 97%, 98%, 99%, Chris?
We're not that high yet.
Not that high yet. 95?
Yeah.
Okay, 95%. And if the nation meets that number, we're going to have a tremendous number of high school graduates out there, all competing for about 80% less jobs than there are high school graduates. And without career and technical education or college, they're not going to be able to compete for those jobs, or they're not going to be able to get them. How do we know that? Well, number one, unemployment is up, yet we know that there's jobs out there that are available. And there's people in this county, in this state, in this nation, who could be working if they had the education in order to do it. And we've got to do a better job of getting to these people, making sure they know what's available, and getting them educated for those jobs. And I guess what I'm looking at, we've got about 40 kids out of 200 who are in career and technical education in our area, and that number should be twice that big if we're going to serve the number of people that are going to be needed in order to fill the jobs that are in this community. We know that they're available because we now have at Tolles, there are businesses coming to Tolles and saying, hey, will you help us train our people? We'll give you some of the resources that you need. We'll give you some money if that's what it takes. But please train our people so that we've got a trained workforce. And several of those businesses have already become involved. We had in March, I can't think of the name of the company, but I know they do some welding. They came into our welding program as an advisory group. They put some money and time into it. They've already hired 3 of our graduates from Tolles because they were trained and able to go to work the day after they graduated. And we've got several programs that are like that at the present time. More and more are being added all the time. I'm hoping that some things happen tonight. Tonight is advisory committee meeting at Tolles. I was supposed to be there, but a little bit tough being 2 places at the same time. So I missed that, but I know all the advisory committees are meeting. And I know one of the things that they're going to be looking at up there is to add new resources and new cooperating partners to the businesses that we have so that we bring more people in and train those people better than what we're doing at the present time. And Mr. Hall, I have a request at one of our meetings where you give us information as to what's going on. I would like to see sometime what it is that we're doing in the area of career education and meeting the needs of our students and community as far as what's out there, what they need, and what we're giving them, if that would be possible sometime down the road. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. Thursday would be soon enough, but you can have a couple more days if that would help. But seriously, I would appreciate seeing what it is that we're doing. Actually, Mr. President, that's all I have.
Thank you, Don. Anyone else?
No.
Thank you. Is there anybody wants to, was there anybody on the public communications list? Moving on with that, we have a set some time. We're going to move some things up. Mr. Hall, at this time, is going to give a few presentations.
We have tonight, Mr. President, our retirees from the last school year. Each year, we'd like to recognize these people. To have the board, thanks for the return to get your final, I guess it's your final recognition. And for the board and from me, Mr. Detweiler, to say thank you for all you've done for our kids for a number of years, sometimes 30, sometimes 35. They'll miss you, but we'll continue on the best we can. So again, thanks for coming out. I will hand these to Mr. Hunter, and he can pick it up from that. First one I pick up here is Shanita Warner. Shanita started as a third grade teacher in the Fairfield building several years ago. Shanita. If we can have y'all stay.
Yeah, if we can get you all to stand up.
Along up the wall there.
Kind of like a big mug shot.
Firing squad, whichever.
One of the guys that always got our kids here to school and at extracurriculars and basketball drivers or basketball buses and football buses, Mr. Don Eberhardt.
The Don.
I've taught him everything he knew about.
Now I know why I had to intervene so much last year.
I also want another one of our bus drivers, Mary Knopf, and also truant officer. And a guy that's been with us a long time, we miss him already, Dustin Dayo. Dustin's a high school teacher. Lady that was at Midway, Fairfield, and 1 year up at this building was as a principal and also a head teacher, kindergarten. Mrs. Holt and I have been together a long time, started in the Fairfield when she was kindergarten teacher. So, Mrs. Holt, thank you again for everything.
Not quite as long as you were at Fairfield.
I think you had 2 years on me, maybe.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we have a couple others that didn't show up, so if they don't show up, they don't get them. Mr. Detweiler wants to get a picture of the guys.
Chris, can you turn on? We'll ruin the picture and get in here beside you guys.
On?
On.
Can you turn sideways?
Yeah. I know. I don't want to take that picture.
Right. You can tell it's post-evaluation time, right?
Yeah. Right.
Good.
Excellent. Good. Thank you. I don't think Larry Peters does it like that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And just so you guys know, you all are very sadly missed.
Really, of an essence now that you're retired.
He even know what day it is. My dad never. He says every day is like Saturday now. He didn't know what day it was.
You do not know when you get up. You just make it work.
I noticed we moved you people up to the executive session, which comes up next. So.
We appreciate that.
You're going to go get the early bird special now, aren't you? That's what it is.
Thanks.
And with that, we have some sad news. We have to go to executive session. So with that, I make the motion to enter an executive session at 7:25 for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or a regulated individual. In section 4, preparing for, conducting, and reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees. And do we have to go in for section 2? Okay. For those two things, do I have a second with that?
Second.
I made the motion. Don seconded. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swalger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
With this being at the beginning, I'm not sure how long we're going to be in there, but we're definitely going to be taking action afterwards because we'll be going through the rest of the agenda afterwards. So.